on CBS Sports 1140.
All right, we welcome you back to the Grant Napier Show, taking you right up till 7 o'clock. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. There are two sides to this story, and there are so many unknowns, but I've really enjoyed following Chris Daniels. He is a Emmy Award-winning reporter for King, that's right, King TV in Seattle. I think he's been very fair. He is reporting what he knows on both sides, very unbiased, and he joins me now. Chris, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
Good. How are you, Grant, and all the new followers I have from Sacramento in the last
They year. Love you. I mean, you know what? I think it's because of the King TV, Chris. You know, it has King TV has a nice ring down here in Sacramento.
Everybody loves their Kings, whether they're in Sacramento or in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
They're always, our slogan's the home team. You have the home team.
You know, my take on this, I think Seattle is going to get an NBA team out of this. I really do. I think if the Kings stay here, and I know that a lot of owners are not yet on board, but my feeling really is that Seattle would be granted an expansion team. And I want to get your take. I almost get the feeling that the people up in Seattle and the politicians would much rather have an expansion team anyway. Is that accurate?
I think that, you know, that's what Chris Hansen ultimately would like, is an expansion team. He said that all along, but the economics of the NBA don't allow that right now. And unfortunately, he's admitted throughout this process that it would probably require getting a team from another city. As I have discussed with some of your listeners via Twitter over the last couple of days, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, told me back in October, back at the NBA Board of Governors meetings, he did not believe that expansion was in the near future for the NBA, that the economics simply didn't work, that when you split up the revenue from TV and other sources, that even with an expansion fee, it's a net loss for owners like him. So he didn't see, he's obviously just one of 30 voices, but he didn't see expansion as being a possibility in the future. And so, unfortunately, here's where we are.
Give me the pulse of the people that you talk to on the street. I'm talking about, the Seattle sports fan. I know you can't speak for all of them, but give me your take. What do you think the majority of them feel about the Sacramento Kings possibly moving to their city?
Well, I think the sports fans, and there's kind of different groups of people in Seattle in terms of how they feel about this project, but sports fans are definitely behind this arena proposal. They have been angered ever since the team left almost 5 years ago and went to Oklahoma City. And the producers who put together a movie called Sonicsgate had, Sherman Alexie, the great author, saying, unfortunately, that's where we're going to head down the road if we get a team back, is taking a team from another city. That the sports fans have been fired up by Chris Hansen in this city. This is a guy who has spent a lot of time going back and forth between his home base of the Bay Area and Seattle after he gained approval from the city and county councils in a bit of a PR masterstroke. He bought everybody a beer down at FX McCrory's, the bar down by the proposed arena site. So a lot of people have been re-engaged in the NBA and their interest in the NBA after so many people were just saying they were through with the NBA back in 08 and 09. But, there is a fair amount of resistance in this town to this project. That is a part of this process going forward. As I've reminded people here in Seattle over the last several days now, there is still an environmental impact statement which needs to be done in the area where this arena would be constructed. That EIS is the central focus of a lawsuit by the local chapter of the Longshoremen's Union. So there are still a couple of potential obstacles for the arena here. Not everybody is on board. There's still some concern from the Mariners and the port and Amtrak about traffic in and out of that area. So there are still some steps here in Seattle. There's still some opposition, but back, to your original point, Grant, a lot of sports fans, and I'd say a majority of them, are very fired up about the prospect of getting the team back.
Chris Daniels, King 5 Television in Seattle. Just an opinion. Do you feel, would you say that the Chris Hansen group right now, do you think they're worried about the groundswell effort that's been going on here in the last week and the resolve of Mayor Johnson saying that we're going to get this thing done? What do you think their reaction is? Do you think they're worried at all?
You know, it depends if you believe, and it's just an educated guess on my end, that there's a exclusive negotiating agreement right now for the two sides to try and hammer something out. That's why they wouldn't be worried about an outside party coming in to perhaps try and up the bid. But to that end, I think that, you know, Kevin Johnson, they probably were not happy that the news got out as early as it did, that this now allows Kevin Johnson to mobilize and try and put something together. And that's really where the challenge going forward for the group, for City Hall there in Sacramento is Kevin Johnson trying to get something together in just a few weeks that even matches what has been done here in Seattle in terms of figuring out the land, the financing, the deep-pocketed investors to be the owners here, get that all approved by the city and county council, and all the steps that have already been jumped here in Seattle. I mean, frankly, we saw this back in 2008 when the group from Oklahoma City moved the Sonics there, and they became the Thunder. The team had already filed for relocation, been granted relocation by the NBA, and Steve Ballmer in another group at that time said, well, hey, you know, I'll put in $150 million and the city's going to put in $75 million and we're just going to get some help from the legislature and we're going to put this all together. And the NBA said that was not good enough and allowed the team to leave. So we'll see if David Stern and the leadership of the league office is interested in a last minute pitch here. Once again,
we're talking with Chris Daniels again, King TV 5 up in Seattle. I'm curious, you know, Clay Bennett is the one that took the Sonics and moved them to Oklahoma City, and now he is the head of the relocation committee. Do you think there's a conflict of interest there, regardless of whether people feel it's from Seattle's side or Sacramento's side?
Well, that's you know, it's a good question. I think that the prevailing opinion here is that David Stern and Clay Bennett have a redemption story that they're writing. They were villainized, you can say fairly or unfairly, by what happened here a few years ago. And David Stern, on his way out the door, has a chance in many people's minds to right the wrong, as does Clay Bennett, who also spent a fair amount of time up here going in front of the state legislature and meeting with city leaders to try and get an arena deal done then. Of course, the fans in Seattle will tell you that they think that was all a charade and part of his whole effort to actually move the team out of town.
I guess March 1st is a date that is what people are really focusing in on. Is that a date that is there because only you have to file for relocation by then? I'm asking you again more for your opinion than what you deal with as a reporter, which is reporting the facts. But do you think this thing could carry on past March 1st with an extension? Because that's what happened 2 years ago when the Kings were rumored to be going to Anaheim. They were granted an extension to file for relocation. Do you wager to make a guess on that?
Well, this is the NBA's self-imposed deadline for relocation. We know that the NBA owners meet later on in the spring. So the rules, I guess, are made to be broken,
yep,
as we've seen in past history. So, yes, we all want to circle March 1st on the calendar, but it's a good bet that it's going to extend in terms of this saga a few weeks beyond that.
I'm getting a couple of text messages. You talked about the longshoremen and the suit, that the environmental stuff. Is that just a nuisance, or do you think that that's something that could really throw a monkey wrench into this thing?
Well, I think it's open for a lawyer to interpret, and I'm not a lawyer, but they feel they have a strong case. They've got a top-notch environmental attorney who is representing them here in town, who believes that the city should not have committed in a written document to potentially exploring this site without doing that in advance, in terms of signing some legal documentation Peter Goldman, the attorney for the Longshoremen, says they kind of circumvented the law here and should have explored all options before they signed a document. What we have right now is a document that's been agreed to by the city and county councils, the mayor, the King County executive up here that allows for the exploration of the site that's been selected by Chris Hansen, as well as Key Arena and a no-build option. But Hansen has made it clear that that's the spot he wants to build in. That's the only spot he's interested in building in. In fact, he's already spent close to $56 million in just land alone, right, buying up all the land south of Safeco Field here in Seattle. So he has made it abundantly clear that's where he wants to put the arena. The Longshoremen say that's a center point to their case, and that case is scheduled to be heard next month.
Well, I'm going to give you what I think is going to happen, because that's what I do as a talk show host. Your job is a little bit different than mine, and you do it very well, and that's why I'm having you on the show, and I mean that in all sincerity. I haven't had anybody else on from Seattle except for one radio host, and that is that if the Kings are able to pull a rabbit out of their hat and Kevin Johnson is able to get the necessary financing for an ownership group and an arena, I don't think the league will be able to turn their head on Sacramento based on everything that's happened. And at that point in time, and I'm getting this basically from a person in Seattle that I trust who is unbelievably close to the scene up there, I do think that the league will come up with a different game plan to grant Seattle an expansion franchise. Because I got to tell you, Chris, I just don't think the NBA can turn their head to what's going on up there in Seattle. It is a great market. It is a dynamic city. We all know that the NBA wants to be back in Seattle, but if Kevin is able to come up with the necessary financing, I don't think they're going to be able to say no to the Sacramento area. And at that point in time, they're going to have to figure a way to get it done up there. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, and to that question, you know, Steve Ballmer, the Microsoft CEO who has a lot of money invested in this. Chris Hansen has, yep, kind of been the face of this whole movement, but Steve Ballmer has been really putting his money where his mouth is since 2007, 2008. He's met with the commissioner. He has appeared at NBA-sponsored events. He's appeared with LeBron James. It's clear the NBA wants him as an owner. And what we're talking about here, if they were to acquire the Kings, is they're going to spend well north of $800 million, just the private money they've dedicated to the arena, a team, and that's the kind of private investment in this town that really no one's seen before.
That is unbelievable.
Professional sports.
Yep.
So, you know, I think the NBA would like to see that and like to, sure, see that kind of money pumped in.
I'm with you on that. Chris, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Grant, thanks as always. Say hi to Tobin and Blake and the guys who were with Here We Stay. And I will always love the Frank Fat restaurant. Nicest people.
That's exactly right. They are indeed. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Grant.
All right. That is Chris Daniels from King 5. And again, I think he's unbelievably fair. I think he has been reporting this right down the middle, even though he's a reporter in Seattle. And that's why I wanted to have him on. We'll be right back. This is the Grant Napier Show on CBS Sports 1140.
We have so many bodies in our studios.